爱，你在亘古以前就预备耶稣基督，时候到了，耶稣基督到世上来，我们这里定死，死里复活。This love is tremendous. This love pour down now through Holy Spirit. 天父，是的，这样的爱继续不断的，就是圣灵今天早晨浇灌在我们的心中，我们何等需要你圣灵的浇灌。What we really need your love to pour down into our hearts so that we may be refreshed, we may be strengthened. We need you, Lord God, we need your love, especially this day. Our ears haven't heard, but in Holy Spirit, you prepare even deeper, wider, longer, forever love through mothers, especially through Jesus Christ. 天父，我们需要在今天再一次来体会，主啊，你更新的爱，主啊，浇灌母亲，因为你的爱长阔高深。母亲能有爱，但是母亲们更需要你的爱来滋润。让母亲们可以在你长阔高深的爱里面，是吧，继续自己变化，心意更新，也让整个的家在这样的爱里面心意更新变化。谢谢你垂听祷告， In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray, Amen. 好，现在是儿童节目。
The next programs are performed by the Sunday school, children's Sunday school, the kitty and also the doggy class. And the first one will be the kitties. They are going to sing two songs. Also, they have a presentation to show you before the songs. So enjoy.
Together, prepare for Wednesday. Thank you.
there are some technical issues for this moment. They're going to sing two songs in Chinese, I'm sorry. But, you know, you can try to, you know, imagine, you know, they are singing Mommy, I Love You. we have some technical issue. Sometimes they are, you know, not as you thought they can they are controllable. No, not really. Would you together read aloud?
Sure, together.
Together? Two, together. When we have my wife reading Chinese, we're both reading English loud. Turn around, get back.
Different.
Oh, okay. Maybe read chapter one, you read chapter two. Okay. Or the passage we refer to, I will tell you which part of chapter 1, which part of chapter 2. 他们一个读第一章，一个读第二章。First Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
他们表演的好不好？给他们再一次掌声好不好？谢谢。好，我们谢谢米娅老师，辛苦。那我们下一个节目是由我们大班的学生请大班学生上来。他们已经脱离了那个这种很可爱的年纪了哈。
Now chapter 28 to 30.
Come on.
One.
No. But they are different than the younger one. The younger one, they are uncontrollable. They are a little bit controllable. Okay. However,We are more practical. We are very, very practical. Okay, we're going to give the mothers a special gift that you will never forget. Okay, and 当你妈妈上来的时候来 receive 这个 gift 的时候，你要表现出很属灵的。You have to be more, you know, very, spiritual.Showing that you are you what you want for your kids. Okay. 好，那我们先放第一张。这是 Phoebe 的，他要送给他妈妈一个空头支票。来，请 Phoebe 的妈妈过上来。他把这个 check 啊，没有写金额啊，所以你要希望。多少金额放上去？请属灵一点，啊，请上来。
多少金额放上去？嗯，你好会考人，他都没有事先跟我们讲。好，把上帝放上去。
对，
好，真的。Edison, thank you.
Next. Oh, 请。
当然，你拿回去之后，你也可以把它写一个金额，然后把它裱起来，当做日后的。来。来，请问你要把放多少金额 ？How much do you ask for this check？
当然是空白了，
okay.
无限大嘛，
要
无限大的希望，当然是爱在上面最重要。
Good
answer. Jana 的妈妈还在高照顾小孩，所以由她爸爸来。他爸爸狠狠的，一定会写一个金额。
这个卡片我做两个礼拜，答案我就想。
OK.
Jana, what do you want this to say? Are you crying? I want to say just Jesus follower.
OK, good. 好，next.好，又一张哇！你看他今天他最大的赢家，他有两张 ，OK
。我们可以退休了。
She can retire. 好 ，Next. 小龙。请问你要放多少？
你觉得呢？哦，真的是觉得是真的很失败，好像第二次在这边上台比领奖更高兴。我觉得写多少
就给他空白的，
谢谢。就我觉得健康跟爱就够了。
Yeah, good, good answer. 来最后一个，嘉音在哪里？哦，在这里。来，你是最后一个，所以好好想一下，哦，把你的 answer 来跟我们讲。
就是要发礼物还是要惩罚？平常可能狮子的妈当很久。因为我最后一个嘛，那我就贪心的把前面四五位的人全部写上来好了。
好，
给我这个机会。
Good answer. 好，我们真的很谢谢他们这些妈妈。常年很辛苦的照顾他们，而且每个星期天早上都带他们来主日学，让他们真的是在上帝的话语里面很多的学习。我上次有一次我被小班的小孩子吓到，我们在讲一个故事，结果这个小孩子他竟然就讲说，哦，这个故事是怎样怎样。哇哦，原来主日学的那个老师所讲的他们都听见，他们没有忘记啊。所以鼓励你们把你们小孩子带到主日学上面来，好不好？好，然后最后呢，最后请所有的小孩子全部站起来，所有的小孩子 all the kids including the college students stand up okay and Rayanne thank youOkay, now, this is a special moment. Special moment. Each one of you will come to get a flower. I give it to your mom. For those kids, mom, their kid is not here. Don't forget, also give one flower to them. Okay? Okay, go ahead.Okay, go find your mom. You 拿一朵去给 Grace 阿姨，拿去给 Grace 阿姨。你拿一朵去给 Grace 阿姨。哦，那个，那个 Ellen 阿姨。哦，好，那个 Lisa 在那边，快点去。还有到后面那个、啊、那个后面那个快点下去、啊、好，还有没有？对，剩下一些。好，那个没有拿到花的妈妈请举手。哦，都有拿到啊。哦，还有一个九月哪一在楼上，来，等一下，九月哪一在楼上？好，好，你拿一些给他。好，谢谢。对。
the gift we see, the gift is very, very touching. So what do you expect to prepare Mother's Day gift?
你会准备什么样的？刚刚我们看见这些礼物是孩子们表达的母亲的反应让我们很觉得贴心。所以呢准备礼物很重要。So, a gift would touch her and comfort her, your mother, is important, as our program just demonstrated. As if I saw the program, no, I didn't. I just did now. 所以准备母亲节礼物要能够贴心能够让她感受到内心。所以今天的这些儿童们的节目真的是很让我们觉得重要。让我们觉得重要。所以在过去这几天里面my wife shared with me some of the programs she saw about a anchor woman. She always has to go to work early in the morning, 3 o'clock. 这个礼拜师母跟我分享一个真实的见证。有一个基督徒的这个主播，他早上三点钟就要出门所以他是非常辛苦的母亲不能够在家里给孩子准备早饭。This anchor woman works at 3 o'clock, so she couldn't prepare breakfast for her family, neither say goodbye to her children. So she has some internal voidness, some internal need. 她都不能够给家里准备孩子送上学，准备早饭，所以她心中常常有亏欠感。她心中很需要跟他的亲人孩子之间有这个密切的关系。One day, when she left the house on her way out, she saw her 3-year-old walk out her room, walk out the bedroom, and with sleepy eyes, voice came to her saying, Mom, drive safely, and then a flying kiss. 有一天早晨他又安安静静的要离开家，他看见他的那个三岁的孩子走出来，轻轻的背影轻松的跟他讲说，妈妈小心开车，一路平安，妈妈我爱你。 His words touch her. She hugged this kid and let her she prepared go. When she went in the car driving, she found out the glass had raining. Instead of rain, actually she found was her tears. 所以她抱了那个小孩，然后跟她说再见，然后她就出门了。到车子里面他以为下雨了，这才发现不是，是他的眼睛里面满了眼泪，满了泪水。 This little kid gave mother a very touching warning that this story was told in a program that talked about how parentingis important and how the rewarding in the parenting, especially as mothers who is working. My wife shared with me. 所以这个故事说明是在一个这个教导亲子关系的这样一个节目里面，所以师母跟我分享的时候，我发现她不是特别为今天讲到跟我分享的，那我就发现母亲真的很需要。That mother said, this short moment actually healed her internal void of being mother, a motherhood she lacks. And she really has an internal driving force because this little kid really know how to care for a mother. 所以这个小孩这句话，那天的节目里面那个主播说，他可以几年都回想在这个里面，他心中的那个亏欠感得到医治，他心灵里面的那个空缺得到上帝的满足。这个基督徒的姐妹在那个里面分享，所以孩子给你的吻，孩子对你纯真的话，孩子对你的真心的关怀，就是做母亲最好的安慰。所以 today we're going to continue on our studying First Corinthians chapter 2。今天我们会继续用哥林多前书第二章来思想。I'm going to use my mother-in-law's story. That's why my wife's here. 我会用我岳母的人生的故事来怀念她。就是师母为什么在这里的原因。The learning goals in chapter 2 verse Corinthians is to know how Paul is sharing gospel. 第二章的主要就是保罗他怎么样传道，他传道的重点是什么，方式是什么。第二章里面的重要重点还有一个，就是怎么样知道神，怎么样认识神，怎么了解神。To understand what God is working is another major point in chapter 2. But before that, I'd like to get a summary from chapter 1. 2 weeks ago, I preached here because I tried to introduce you the renewing process in New Testament Church, Corinthians, how they managed to face a lot of challenges, lots of difficulties in the church, how they renew. 我愿意再做一个回应，就是两个礼拜以前开始讲哥林多前书，因为我们今年主题就是继续更新，用哥林多前书教会所碰到的事情来看那个教会怎么样面对困难然后更新，也就是我们今天怎么样 面对人生的挑战继续更新。所以在第一章里面的in chapter 1 verse 1-3 I'd like to have Chris read it for us.
Paul saw to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brothers about to the church of God and the Lord, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be holy, together with all of us everywhere, to follow the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书第一章第一节到第三节，奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Calling is the major theme in chapter 1. Corinthians has a lot of questions, but Paul started with calling. The calling from God. 所以第一章里面的重要主题就是呼召，这个呼召让保罗开始说明哥林多教会对神的关系，所以这就是保罗开始跟哥林多人说话，就是先知道他们自己的身份跟神的关系。 So this is Paul's way to address the problem. Before that he said he was called. Before that he said Corinthians are called by God, and all the ones who called in the name of Jesus are called by God. 所以保罗是从他自己蒙召做使徒，从哥林多教会是神把他们从那个社会里面召出来，来做神的家里的人，和所有靠耶稣基督名祷告、信靠神、求靠主名的人，都是蒙召的人，包括我的岳母。
那我的母亲是在台南非常乡下的一个地方，她住的地方。
My mother-in-law lived in a very remote, countryside in Tainan, Taiwan.
那在她的家族中有家人在庙里头，就是专职的工作。
In her family, her clan, there was someone who full-time working in a Taoist temple.
那我的母亲由我父亲带领，第一次到教会听到的时候，她就深深被主的生命之道所吸引，她非常非常渴慕领受神的话语。
My mother was led by my father first time ever went to church, listened the sermon, and word of God really draw her near to God, and she had hunger to receive the word of God.
那每个礼拜天他最盼望到神的家中、神的殿中敬拜。那就像我们在我体会到，就像圣经先知耶利米的感受一样，耶利米在耶利米书十五章十六节他说，耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因我是称为你名下的人。
She wants to worship God ever since. Every Sunday she expects to worship God. She likes to listen to sermon just as Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16 says, You understand, O Lord, remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering. Do not take me away. Think of how I suffered reproach for your sake. 16. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name. O Lord God Almighty.
有的时候我半夜醒来的时候会看见妈妈还在读圣经啊，她真的好渴慕。他受的是日本教育啊，他不是中文的，但是因为勤读圣经啊，所以中文听说读写都很流利。
Sometimes I woke up in the midnight, I saw my mom was reading Bible. She was really hunger for God. You know that? She was educated in elementary school when Japanese was occupied Taiwan. She never taught Chinese, yet.When she read Bible every day, she could use Chinese written, speaking, teaching very well.
上帝看中他的心，拣选了他去读妇女圣经书院，那在教会中他能够配搭服侍。
God really see her heart and select her to studyin Women's Bible College, and then she could serve in the church.
那今天我们还要跟着上一次读的经文，所以我们今天要读的是哥林多前书第二章的第一节到第五节啊。哥林多前书第二章第一节到第五节，若是你有圣经，也可以一起读，我们一起读，宣读神的话非常重要啊，请。弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们传神的奥秘，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
所以就是 now we're coming to the major part her learning and her studying actually can follow through chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians 1 to 5 like to have Jan read.
When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom, as I came to you as a Roman son. For I resolved to know nothing about how it was to you, but I came to you in weakness and fear, and with much tender. I left with my preaching without advice and such voices for you, but with a demonstration of the Spirit of power, so that your faith might not rest on me.
Paul continues showing how he wants to focus on the cross, on the wisdom of God. So he also reflects the vanity of human wisdom. 保罗继续在第二章里面开始，要证明上帝的智慧和能力，同时也衬托出来人的智慧是何等的虚空愚昧。So that, as we see in the Bible here, Paul tried to refute the Corinthians because they were in the background of Greek circumstances. They have Greek thoughts of philosophy and human knowledge. 保罗在这里讲，他说他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督钉十字架。他没有高言大志，因为他是针对这个哥林多教会希腊文化的背景，那些人是有希腊文化很深的那些训练在里面，所以他们的思维以为圣经上的道理，信耶稣仍然用人的思维方法，所以保罗说他只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。 Therefore PaulDid not use human wisdom, human comparison, human speech, as those Greeks usually did. 所以他并不是用辩论的方法，他也不是用当时希腊人在他们的社会里头最流行的用言辞美丽的辞藻来讲神的道。他就是很直接的讲耶稣基督钉十字架死里复活。 And he also demonstrated with the power of God, the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. 所以他在讲道里头不是用那些，却是用圣灵，用神大能的名证，用十字架大能的同在。所以他讲的跟当时的完全不同。Let's remember, Paul was really educated before he was touched by God, before he met Jesus Christ. 我们不要忘记，保罗原来是受过高深教育的，是加拉列门下的弟子。他受的那些教育，他足够可以回答那些人，但是他说他单单着重耶稣基督并他钉十字架。He just proclaimed.Jesus Christ and his death and the resurrection. Where is that can lead to? 这可以引领人听到哪里去呢? The important part is to change our perspective, to change our point of view, to change that when we find problems, we think from our point of view. When we think problems, we think of our training background.这个主要的目的就是来改变观点。耶稣基督钉十字架死里复活，就是把生命，把神的生命赐给我们，让我们的思维不再用原来你的思维方式、我的思维方式、你的文化背景或我的文化背景，我们乃是要用耶稣基督他所带给我们天国的角度来看。所以保罗可以从原来为地上热心来为天国热心。 Therefore Paul changed his perspective. That's why he was making efforts to please the synagogue, to please the mission he had to persecute Christians. He received Jesus Christ and know that Jesus Christ died for him, resurrected, so he now served God to risk his life. 所以保罗原先是为律法热心，为公会热心，他拿了命令要逼迫教会，逼迫基督徒。但是当他遇见耶稣，他摆上生命，他完全改变观点，从天国，从十字架，从耶稣的角度来传道，来传福音，来解决问题。Therefore, I'd like to have the following testimony from my mother-in-law.
Yeah, 几年以后，黄子佳牧师的父亲就介绍我的母亲到基督书院做女生辅导。每个礼拜一到礼拜五，都要领宿舍里和女同学晨祷还有晚祷。那我自己在基督书院的时候，我听我妈妈领查经的时候，我当时我心中实在是还有骄傲啊，我认为我自己一定能够领得比我妈妈好啊，因为我听她领，我就觉得我还嫌她领得不好嘛。但是啊，跟随主这么多年啊，被主磨过教过，才真正知道是要领的讨神喜悦，不是领的自以为好啊，是要讨神喜悦。那上帝喜悦他，使用他在基督书院二十六年。
So my mother-in-law was introduced by famous pastor's father, Huang Zijia, and she became the college girl's student advisor. She needs to lead them for morning and evening prayer meetings. I was there studying, and I saw my mother leading. I thought I would lead much better than her. But now, more than 30 years, 20, about 30 years later, I found I have pride. I found to lead Bible study is not knowledge. It's not about how well you prepare your text, but how you please God. God used her 26 years in Christ College, Taiwan.
我妈妈每次读到约翰福音，今天陈斌医生也带我们读约翰福音3章16节，我妈每次读到这一节啊，都是流着眼泪，流着感恩的眼泪读。她说这个戴德森牧师的第四代戴少珍牧师教导，就是把我们自己的名字读进这节经节里头。他说我们不容易受感动，我们人不容易受感动，不是说我们不爱主，而是不够认识主的爱。真的是你不够认识主的爱，你那个感恩的泪你流不出来的，不知道上帝是这样深刻的爱我们。所以我们还是要继续了解上帝的耶稣基督这个十字架舍命的爱。
You see in one point the John 3:16 is the famous and also the most touching verse my mother-in-law used to have, because she learned from the fourth generation of Hudson Taylor, taught her to study, remember this verse and put her name in this verse. So that's what we show on the PowerPoint. Each time when read this verse, she prayed with her name in it. And each time when she did that, she was moved by God's love into tears. Because many times she found not moved because she found there's no love anymore. That's why she prayed, asked Lord God Jesus Christ, you died on the cross for me. I need your love to refresh me. move me. We need to be refreshed about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
那我们继续再读哥林多前书第二章的第六节到第八节，我们还是一起读第二章的第六节到第八节，请。然而在完全的人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧，我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道的，他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
We do, however, see the message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Human wisdom.Starting from human mind, or from someone like we in academia said, all the old, dead white man's knowledge passed down, and we must learn them and use them. That's human wisdom. 人的智慧是什么？人智慧是从人的头脑开始的。在西方，我在西方的大学里面有念这个学一些博士的这个哲学课程的时候，我也发现。那些老师们说这都是已经死了的白人他们所发明出来人的知识，我们在这里背，这里学，然后这叫做哲学，或者你学业里头，你的学科里头最专门的那些东西。 That's human wisdom. Human wisdom has long tradition. That's why learning is not easy. Learning takes effort. Learning takes time, takes money. ButFinally, it's all in vain. 世上的这些有学问的这些学问家，花多少精力，花多少时间，花多少金钱，念完一个博士，尤其哲学人文的，可能三十岁、四十岁。理工的很快，科学的很快，但是也不见得那么快。So,The human wisdom leads to human conclusion. Human wisdom brought this three major world wars in the world in 20th century. Now there are still wars going on. That's human wisdom. But Jesus said, forgive your enemies. Pray for your enemies.Find peace with God and with others. 人的智慧最明显的就是带来战争的灾难。上一个世纪，全世界两次世界大战，对不起，不是三次世界大战 ，two world war, not three. But now 现在还是有战争在发生。战争。是因为没有饶恕，没有赦免，所以耶稣说，饶恕你的敌人，为你的敌人祷告，寻求内心的饶恕、赦免和和睦。所以，人的智慧有限，上帝的智慧可以解决许多人不能够解决的问题。In this world, they are.More country has such model. Fiji Island has racial tension. The natives had tension with Indians. They always fought. But Christians, churches came together to find resolution of reconciliation, to find peace.By forgiving each other. Eventually, the country had peace. There was no war. There was acceptance, and thereof, it became a political resolution based on the Bible. Starting from Christians, starting from the Word of God, starting from Jesus Christ. 实际上小规模的和平真的发生在飞机岛上面，大约 40% 的人是这个从印度去的，就跟50起的这个土著发生强烈的政治的紧张。但是基督徒开始用饶恕，用和睦，从教会开始来彼此接纳，从教会开始来彼此运用耶稣基督十字架的大能，十字架的爱来寻求和平，最后变成政治上真的产生和平。所以我看见耶稣基督道在世界上是可行的。 So like to hear my mother-in-law's story.
今天早晨我们上了一点那个成人主日学啊，就是长老王长老在那里教成人主日学，就讲到这个传道人牧师传道人的这个服事的路是多么的困难啊，那个讲了好多啊，有的他说五年不到五年就已经这个传道路走不下去了。那我们真的是神的恩典，今年是我们全职放，就是放下工作以后全职服事主第四十年啊，在服事主的路上我们会遇到难处，服事主的路上遇到难处，还有生活的难处。那我的妈妈就写信，亲笔信啊，来勉励我们，她甚至恭喜我们，她说啊，是因为上帝信任你才给你难处啊，所以呢要安息在主的爱里，那你吃上帝所赐生命树的果子，你就得着滋养啊，而且要洁净自己。
As this morning's Sunday school, Benjamin, Elder Benjamin Wang, reported from his extension course studying about church ministry. One finding was about pastors, ministers facing challenges. Many of them can last maybe 5 years. So when my wife was listening, she found out we are serving God this year, 40 years. I turned from an electrical engineer to serve God. I'm married with my wife. This is 40th year. So we found it is God's blessing. However, we did have hard times. We did have life struggles. But my mother-in-law wrote in her letter encouraging us. She even congratulated us. She said, because God trusted you that you face challenges, you face difficulties, therefore find rest in God, in His love. Eat the fruit of the tree of life. Be nourished and also sanctify yourself in God's word.
我的母亲也留下很好的榜样，她就是每天清晨她都要起来拾取玛纳，就是上帝的话，每天清晨要起来读上帝的话，她看重聆听上帝的声音。她因为她提到就是说圣经里头说那个太阳一出来玛纳就融化了，所以你一定要在太阳出来以前去拾取玛纳。她说因为等到太阳一出来就等于我们的时候就有 就接下去呢就有许多需要办的事情啊，电话啊都跟着来了，所以你就不能够那么清新失去嘛呢。
My mother-in-law has a good example. Early in the morning before sunrise, she got up. She has a good relationship with God, reading the Word of God, listen to God's voice, and pick up manna, as in Old Testament said. In New Testament, Paul said too. And she used Bible reminding to us that don't wait until the sun came up. When the sun comes up, the manna will dissolve. You have nothing to get from God. And when everybody gets up, people call you, some people find you, even for ministers, pastors, and wife, pastor's wife, the same thing. There are a lot of things to do, and you have no opportunity to meet God.
那接下去我们还要再读的就是，还是哥林多前书第二章的第九节到十六节，我还是请各位跟我们一起读。哥林多前书第二章的第九到十六节，我们一起读，请。如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心了。
The Spirit Christ is also given the teaching to God. For who among men walk the thought of a man, but to be spirit of him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God, except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the Lord, but the Spirit of God, that we may understand what God has to be doing. This is what we see, not in words taught as a primary Christian, but in words taught as a Christian. Expressing spiritual truth and spiritual words, the man without the Spirit would not accept the Spirit of God, for they are full of confusion. And he cannot understand them because they are so free to them. The spiritual man thinks just in the gospel of the conversation as well as the conversation of the conversation. For if you have known the kind of words that you can accept,
Paul makes an important point. He tells us human beings, according to the Bible, have human wisdom. Yet only those with the Spirit of God has the wisdom of God. Therefore, he clearly said here that we cannot know God, we cannot understand the God, because we have no Holy Spirit. Only those with rich relationship with God in the Holy Spirit knows man's heart, knows the mindset of God, knows the mindset of Jesus Christ. That's why in verse
16 says, but we have the mind of Christ. The mindset is important because that's basically how our framework of thinking is. 所以因为这个彼得保罗在这里强调世界上按照圣经看分别人在这里说有一种人是有上帝的灵有一种人是属血气没有上帝的灵世间的人的智慧是因为没有神的灵所以只能用人的思维的角度和方法得到的是人的结果有上帝的灵的人熟悉圣灵的工作的人跟耶稣基督关系密切的人可以熟悉上帝工作的原则和方法按照上帝的十字架的道理去思考按照上帝十字架的价值观去选择按照上帝在耶稣基督里的爱来对待自己来对待别人 So this way we can see God can prepare something out of your understanding will happen when you close to God 如果你愿意这样你就发现这里圣经所说的上帝为我们所预备的超过我们所求的 No eyes has seen No ear has heard No mind has received, conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him 所以正如这里所说的眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听到心里没有曾想到的上帝为爱他人所预备的是超乎这一切的这就是我岳母他的人生的这写照
今天在读这个人心也未曾想到的我就是看到一个这么平凡的人可是我惊讶上帝如此恩待他妈妈在上帝的事情上是忠心的所以上帝纪念他他回天家的时候他追思礼拜呢是戴德森牧师第五代戴季宗牧师为他主持实在他真的叫做我们说 nobody 可是上帝这么看重他让戴季宗牧师为他主持其实谁主持并不重要但是上帝让我看到敬畏他的平凡人神尊荣他所以他的生命啊就是真是叫做在腓立比书一章二十节啊他就说无论是生是死总叫基督在他身上照常显大
My mother was faithful to God all her life after she received Jesus Christ so God remembered her as a small lady just somebody nobody really cared but I found it's amazing not only she received teaching from Hudson Taylor's fourth generation about the love of God in John 3:16 but also in her funeral service it was the fifth generation of Hudson Taylor who conducted her memorial service actually who conduct a memorial service means nothing but I found that amazing because God pay attention to ordinary people like my mother-in-law God will pay attention to you you think you're just ordinary as long as you honor God God will honor youIn her memorial service, the fifth generation son of Hudson Taylor's sermon topic is based on Philippians chapter 1 verse 20, 21. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Actually, 20, okay, so it should be 20, sorry. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. We were in that service, and we were very much inspired by this message, because our life in God's eye is important. If we want to honor God in our small things in daily life, God will honor us in big things in our life. God is a God who sees everyone, who sees everyone's heart. When you go out, this issue, the current issue of Chinese Christians' testimony, Zhongxin Zazhi, has a very good article about mother's love, because it frankly said, mothers are just human beings. They are sinners. They cannot do more than she can do.
我们不应该以自己的标准去苛求母爱，哪怕是她老到痴呆、健忘、总做错事，也要尽心爱她。正如圣经所说，你母亲老了，你不可藐视她。著名的布道家穆迪啊，在他母亲的那个墓志铭就刻了一句圣经经文，他所做的是尽他所能的。所以上帝赋予母亲这种崇高本能的同时，我们孩子也要守这个十诫的第五诫，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐的地上得以长久。而且这是一条带着应许的诫命，这应许中蕴藏的上帝属天的福分。
Mothers have a great heart, but they are not sufficient to do what she desires. Mothers were getting old. They were facing death, like you and me. Therefore, we shouldn't accept the motherly love as what we desire. They may become easily forget when they're getting old. And they may make mistakes. Therefore, love her as much as you can. Just as Proverbs 23 verse 22 says, do not despise your mother when she is old. Famous evangelist Dwight Lyman Moody, tomb inscription used Mark 14 verse 8 the same way to show that her mother did the best for him. And life actually passed through us by mothers. Life's source is God. Therefore, Exodus 20 verse 12 says, respect your parents so that the days for you on this earth may be longer. So this promise is for everyone. May we have a meaningful Mother's Day. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. As we conclude our sermon, we pray that you are reminding through Paul will give us a heart to close to you through Jesus Christ, through his cross, and through the work of Holy Spirit, that each one of us will be strengthened and renewed. 天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。今天保罗的提醒告诉我们说，我们要单单来到十字架面前，要靠着耶稣基督死里复活的大能，让我们的爱在你面前更新，我们的心思意念在你面前更新，让我们在你的教导里头知道我们怎么样的来寻求天上的能力、天上的聪明、天上的智慧。我们再来为母亲求祝福，为家庭求祝福。谢谢你，垂听祷告，靠基督耶稣的名，阿门。好，我们现在 ，now let's welcome new friends. Do we have new friends? Okay, please, new friends, and old friends too. Ah, yeah. Joshua Cohen and his wife, Newlywed.Paul Cohen 的儿子跟媳妇啊，他们 ，Are you moving here now? Okay. Okay, we pray for you. Well, welcome. 他们考虑要搬来这里哈。Yeah. Okay. Be seated. 还有其他人没有？欢迎孩子们回来。Welcome, children. Oh, 还有朋友，对对对。介绍一下。Rona， 好，是 OK， 欢迎欢迎。还有其他的吗？好，好。今天的报告比较特别，我做了这个PowerPoint。希望中文的报告可以在一起。This announcement today is not just using paper. I made some presentation by PowerPoint. Again, for mothers, wish you a very meaningful and a warm Mother's Day. Sorry. We will wait这个弟兄姐妹可以参加主日学查经班祷告会来寻求主。We hope all of us may make your time, come to Sunday schools, weekday Bible study groups, prayer meetings, these are open for everyone. Please make your time to come. And also pray for those in need of help. 为需要的健康祷告 ,Tracy, 国峰、林涵的父母、童伯伯、丽群的母亲、老爷、华伯伯、童宇的父亲、淑慧、姐妹、淑清、丽淑，还有怀孕的，还有杨燕的母亲何强，还有你还有什么需要，我们也都一起来纪念，来代祷。These are the names I just mentioned. If you know anyone else who needs help, just pray, because the house of God is house of prayer. Come here, worship and pray. Bring your need to God.To the altar so that you may be refreshed. Also for those who have traveling plan or who is traveling, we pray for their need. Some place like Kenya is not safe and some place may take time to work. And also for those who have suffering, like workers in the factory, they have some accidents, come for those family members. And for others, as worldly, their shipwreck and flight accidents, and mudslide everywhere. When you read news, just don't read news. It's God's reminder. People are in suffering. Pray for them.God will use you. 所以有苦难并不是看新闻过去，苦难是提醒我们上帝给我们的讯息，来为人的需要祷告。 Also pray for the June and July jam camp, Jesus and Music Camp training for our youth. And for summertime Christian missions there too. Right now, Christina go to Asia for 6 weeks for 4,900. And for
Michael Lee will go to Costa Rica. He needs around 2,500. Last week I remember to mention you. Remember those need outside first. You give to others is more blessing from God than you care just for yourself. 上礼拜报告，所有对外的奉献先奉献，施比受更为有福。教会的需要也需要，但是你要顾到在外传道，在外的那些需要先给出去，就像你收到十一奉献要先给神一样，教会也要先给出去。这是我做牧师对我们教会的期待。 This is my hope that you learn give out first to missions to people in need. And this coming Friday and next Wednesday we will have campus evangelism class. 礼拜五晚上，接下来的16号8点到10点，礼拜三21号的8点半到9点半有福音的培训或者说讲习，请你安排时间参加。然后今天崇拜后有爱宴， We have catered lunch. Welcome everyone, especially mothers. Be here. And eventually I'd like to read Psalm 91 verse 1, 2, and 14 through 16. Read together. 读中文读英文 OK 中文。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. 我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. 请说，因为他真心爱我，我就要搭救他。因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. 他若求告我，我就应允他。他在急难中，我要与他同在。我要搭救他，使他尊贵。He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him.我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。With a long life, I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. 这样中间有一位这样的，就是这个叶伯伯，叶伯伯91岁，所以我们今天一起在这里给他过91岁的生日，教会一起学尊重老人。尊重长者，有一个简单的蛋糕，好，我们来唱 Happy Birthday to you。 圣经里面说，在白发者面前年轻人要起立，是要非常尊重长者。 Bible says before white hairs we should all standRespect aged. 祝你生日快乐，祝你生日快乐，祝你生日快乐，祝你生日快乐，生日快乐。吃蛋糕，然后呢，请叶伯伯为我们的午餐来感谢神，好不好？是的，想说话。
吃饭。
现在请，现在请，大家都在这里。吹吹蜡烛，来，你们来，你们去。倒在哪里？在哪里？
感谢主耶稣，你爱我们，你在高天之上就赏赐施恩赐福给我们，我们谢谢你天天感谢赞美你， 今天是一个美好的日子，是母亲节。母亲节是对我们每一个人来讲，我们其实是非常的怀念。这个节日是不但是母亲饶有我们的恩典功劳那么大，而且是整个影响着全世界全人类的一个味道。那么这个节日一来，可以说从一百年前就已经开始了，可以说我们在这个在座的每一个人还没有出生都已经有，因为在一百年前都已经国际上是推展了母亲节，可见他的母亲的伟大，我们需要纪念他。我们知道母亲的伟大，他养育我们，不但是十月的怀胎那么辛劳，那么是艰苦，把我们这个养育大，而且呢生出了以后，而且呢也是说这成年这种的过程，我们就感念着母亲真是伟大。我们每一个人都有母亲，我们每一个人都有感恩的心。今天也许母亲不在了，在天上，有的也有的母亲呢现在还在。那么就是我们做儿女的们一定要敬向我们孝顺的母亲。我们在圣经上教导我们，就是说我们要孝敬母亲，母亲其实最伟大的，而且是说我们要常常纪念她。我们谢谢你天天，我们感谢赞美你，我们今天在纪念我们的母亲节的时候，我们的饭前祷告也是求主纪念。我们谢谢你，感谢赞美你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
好，请千大九切蛋糕。来领受上帝的赐福啊！我们唱三一颂哈。上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动和交通，特别与母亲们同在。Finally, may the grace of God in Jesus Christ and the Lord, the love of God and the fellowship of Holy Spirit be with you all, especially mothers, English Mother's Day. Amen. Let's work together get tables out. Ready for the food, and the food is at the end. of the hallway, the main room, and the food is here. 把桌子 摆出来，然后视频拟好了，我们在后面那个大的儒学教室去那边拿过来，一起享用。母亲节快乐！